Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Hughes.
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave from True Green, and I just wanted to let you know, like, I was driving by your house earlier.
Uh-huh.
And I just noticed that your yard looks really shitty, and I was wondering if you could use our services, you know, maybe make your yard not look so shitty.
You're saying my yard looks shitty?
Yeah, and we offer services. We offer
don't say that about my yard.
Well, no, it's true, ma'am. It's just a... ma'am, are you there?
What?
Why'd you hang up on me for, ma'am? I'm just trying to do a business marketing.
Because you call my yard shitty.
It is shitty.
And I don't appreciate anybody calling my yard shitty.
Ma'am, I'm offering to make your yard not shitty.
I don't want... anybody that would call me and tell me that my yard is shitty, I don't want to do business with.
No, ma'am, this is what I do for a living. If you're ashamed of your shitty yard, then you should let me help you out. Your yard looks like a hobo designed it.
You got a fucking duck missing, buddy.
Losers.
You got a fucking duck missing.
Did you just call me stupid?
The dog is not a freaking robot.
You're an asshole.
Are you fucking nuts?
Fucking nuts.
You asshole.
Are you losing your mind?
I am a bitch from hell.
Sneaky butthole.
What does that look like?
Oh, give me a fucking break.
Bitch from hell, and I will find out.
Fuck you and your underground tent, okay? Fuck you and your underground tent.
You
ain't home. Listening to the Snowplow Show. You're listening to the Snowplow Show.
You just don't need a shut up, boy. What kind of production of journalists are you?
100.3 The Gerbil, you gonna put me on the radio.
This is very fucking jerk, boy.
You know what I meant. Quit playing games with me.
Fuck you and your underground tank, okay?
Stinking butthole. What does that look like?
You
You're listening to the Snowplow Show. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. Hey, everyone, you're listening to the Snowplow Show.
Whoa! Time out. They're all going to
As long as we agree, I think
going to hell.
What you think? The person that does
going
this
to hell.
No advance at all. No
going to hell.
The person that changed this
no.
decision first.
Going
that
to
person
hell.
Has to be fired.
You are listening to the Snowplow Show. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. Hey everyone, you're listening to the Snowplow Show.
You got a fucking duck missing.
Thank you, Joe DeVita, for that brand new intro song. That's like the fourth or fifth intro song that Joe DeVita's done for us. We're gonna have to start doing the Joe DeVita Awards at the end of every year. I know I've mentioned this before, but I've set up a music page on snowplowshow.com/music. If you go there, you can get links to all of Joe DeVita's stuff, along with other people like David Citric Savage and Carter Pillar, Reefer Badness, Apollo, Ruprecht the Monkey Boy. I still need to work on that page. There's so much other stuff in there I haven't put in there yet. I'll do that one of these days. But thanks, Joe DeVita, for that song and for all the other songs you've done. You're listening to the Snowplow Show, everybody. This is episode 606. Today is January 8th, 2020. And this one is brought to you by Audi Love, Crooked Alligator, Mr. John, FBI the Hobo, and Arbitrary Alex. Those are today's sponsors. They're a few of the many supporters of the show over at patreon.com/phonelosers. If you support the show for just $5 a month, you get an extra show every week. Almost. I mean, definitely every week on average. Last week there was two of them. This week there's been one so far. On Wednesday the 1st, I did a hobo-sode where I talked to this guy and tried to get him to hang up the phone.
Who the fuck are you?
Hey, don't curse at me. You just hang up that phone.
Bite me.
Well, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
What?
Sir.
What do you want?
I want you to hang up the phone.
I want you not to tell me what to do.
Well, if you hang up the phone, I won't be able to tell you what to do. Dummy. And then on Friday, I did a hobo-sode where I called up people as Sensei Doug and told them that one of my students was coming over with an extension cord. They wanted to plug it in into their store, and nobody seemed willing to help me.
So you're telling me you want to just take your plug, plug it into our store, and there's a possibility something might go wrong with our store because of something that happened previously because of an incident, and I'm being a shitty neighbor, and you're just telling me that you don't even ask if we can please do it. You just tell me that I'm bringing a student into your store. How does that work?
Well,
I think you're being the shitty neighbor. That's not even a reasonable request. First, it's called, hey, this is what's happening in our store. Can I please do this? You don't just tell someone, hey, I'm bringing someone into your store to plug my thing into your store.
Well, it's none of your business what we're doing. You know, we just...
Well, if it's none of my business, then leave it alone. Then call somebody else.
And then on Monday, I was telling people to stop being motherfuckers. If you follow the PLA on Twitter, you've probably already heard this one. But this one is from Hobosode number 219.
Please put Carol on the phone and tell me, explain to me, what is this insulting phone call I get from Verizon that I have been with you for so long?
Okay, well, we're not trying to insult you. They just want you to please stop being a motherfucker.
What did I do to do that?
You're being a motherfucker. I keep telling you that.
You're the motherfucker.
Ma'am.
You're the motherfucker.
Ma'am.
Get the hell out of this.
There's no...
Fuck you, bastard.
That lady was awesome. And if you want to hear the rest of those calls, please sign up to support the show. You can sign up at patreon.com/phonelosers or at phonelosers.com/support. And speaking of other shows I've done, I did a brand new episode of Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls on January 2nd. It was some more of those flushing your Christmas tree down the toilet calls and other related things. And did I mention the one that I did before, episode 36, the Mall Santa stuff? That was a World of Prank Calls. You can listen to those on worldofprankcalls.com. And then I also did an automatic redial show of Snowplow Show number 4 on January 3rd. That was the very first kind of real episode of the Snowplow Show. I'm trying to do those all in order, and I've been kind of slacking on those lately. I'm going to try and do another one this week. I don't know why I wouldn't. They're kind of easy to do. I just listen to them and do a little bit of commentary, that's all. So you can find that on snowplowshow.com. I didn't post it on the Patreon or the secret feeds or anything like that. That's too much effort. Or maybe I did somewhere. I don't remember. I know this intro is getting way too big, but one more thing I need to play a clip of. The brand new Ask Mr. Big show, it came out on January 5th, and he used a clip from one of my recent shows on his show, which is something he does every once in a while. It's kind of awesome because you get to hear one of my prank calls in a completely different style because he takes the audio of the recipient and mixes it in with his own show. Here's a clip of him talking to a girl who called into their radio station, which you might recognize from one of the recent mall shows I did, where some store owner actually put a little girl on the phone to talk to Santa Claus.
And it's going to be up to you to... Hey, do not interrupt adults when they are talking to you.
Oh, yeah.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
All right, now, I'm trying to teach you the finer points of music box maintenance.
Wow.
Because it's going to be up to you to make sure that that music box retains its resale value. So you can sell it after Grandma dies.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, don't you want something nice for your dead grandma to leave behind when she's dead?
Yeah.
Well?
I think.
Well, then listen. Listen to what I'm saying. An ounce of preventative maintenance now will mean a music box in working order for grandma to haunt when she's dead.
Yeah.
That's just a small clip of the latest Ask Mr. Biggs show. That's episode 36, and you can find that at askmrbiggs.com, one of my favorite podcasts, and it should be yours too. And if it's not, you're a communist. Also, sticker orders. You guys have been great about ordering stickers. I pretty much made my money back, and then I went and ordered some more stickers to kind of say thank you, so you're going to get an extra sticker if you ordered stickers. I'm not responding to every email that I get for the order. Sorry, but there's a lot of them, and I just don't want to. So you don't have to contact me and try to make sure I got your order. I promise I did. I will let everyone know as soon as they get mailed out. I think it's going to be next week, and if you don't get your sticker, then you can yell at me and ask me where the hell it is. But it's pretty exciting. We're going to get new stickers, everyone. Brand new stickers for Phone Losers and the Snowplow Show. And if you want some stickers, it's $5. PayPal it to show@snowplowshow.com. Oh, and if you're a $20 or more Patreon, I was going to give you one for free anyway. So if you're a $20 or more Patreon and you sent me $5, stupid you. But I'll refund that if you want me to. You were going to get them anyway. All right, let's get started with today's show. Half of this I recorded last night, and half of it I recorded this morning because I stopped doing calls last night because Wasted Memory came on, and I had to listen to him instead. It's all Wasted Memory's fault that I didn't get the show out yesterday.
Electronics, may I help you?
Oh, hey, who's this?
Pardon?
Who's this?
Electronics, may I help you?
I know, but what's your name?
We don't give our name over the phone. This is electronics.
Why?
How may I help
that's
you?
Weird. What are you afraid of?
Are you calling from this phone number that's on the phone in case we're recording it?
Why would you record it? What's wrong with you? Are you on drugs? You seem really paranoid. Holy shit, that lady needs to be drug tested. ASAP. Is that how everyone's going to be today?
No, it's a Walmart. How may I help you?
Hey, is this the housewares?
No, it's not.
Oh, what's your name?
Hang on. I'm in the fitting room.
Yeah, but what's your name? What's your name?
What did you need?
Oh, what's your name? My name's Brad.
I don't give out my name.
Oh, weird. Well, how come? It's weird.
What did you need?
Why don't you give out your name? Well, anyway, I just needed housewares. Weirdo.
What you need in housewares?
Yeah, housewares.
Just a minute, please.
Weirdo. Why don't they give out their names?
Housewares, I'm going to help you.
Hey, who's this?
Oh, this is Stacy. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, Stacy. It's Kevin over in the sporting goods.
Okay.
I was wondering, can you please just stop leaving all these notes for me? It's getting a little weird.
Okay, we'll do.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye, honey.
Bye, baby.
Aw, she called me baby. So I was going to try and do that all around Walmart, but apparently everybody at Walmart refuses to give out their name. Do they even wear name tags there anymore? Do they just have fake names on their name tag? Why can't they just give me a fake name if they're going to be all weird about it? And I was thinking about doing that around a mall. That could be fun. Maybe I'll do that some other day. But you know what? For now, I'm just going to do something different.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Brooke?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor down the street on 8th Street.
Okay, hi.
Hey, I was calling about your porch lights.
Oh, you know what? I got a guy coming tomorrow morning to take them down.
Oh, why is he taking them down?
What? Why is he taking them down?
Yeah.
My Christmas lights.
Yeah, like, why are they still up, though? Like, couldn't you have taken them down already? I mean, it's, holy shit, it's January 7th.
Are you kidding me?
No.
For real.
You're making the whole neighborhood look like a bunch of hobos, and, you know, we're trying to sell our house.
Asshole.
What? I was talking about her porch lights. She thought I was talking about Christmas lights.
Don't call me anymore, or I'm going to call the police on you.
Well, no.
Do you understand me?
Can you just tell me what time is he going to take them down?
None of your damn business. That's what time.
Well, it's... Jesus, that lady is really sensitive about her Christmas lights. So I've got this list here. It is from Roland. He has sent me lists in the past, and he wants me to call up people in this neighborhood and talk to people about True Green, dog shit, hobo yards, time capsules, and looking at me. He claims this is an amazing fresh new batch of numbers. So thank you for this, Roland. I'm going to call some of these people right now. It's going to be great. And possibly talk to them just about their Christmas lights, because that seems to be going well. And the types of houses seem to be all over the place. I've looked at a few of them on Street View, and some of them are apartments. Seems like most of them are nicer houses, though. It's in a fairly nice neighborhood, but, you know, not super nice. He says this one must be an apartment. Let's see what it looks like. That ain't no apartment. What are you talking about, Roland?
Hello?
Hey, Cabra?
I'm sorry, what?
Is Cabra around?
No, I think you may have the wrong number. Who are you trying
to
reach?
Oh, no, don't lie, ma'am. Come on, just put Cabra on.
Who's calling, please?
My name's Roy. I'm one of your neighbors. It's okay. I'm not like a telemarketer or anything. You can admit that Cabra's there and just put him on real quick.
I don't know who Cabra is. This is the residence.
Yeah, don't you live on Street?
Yeah.
Well, are you the one with, the old cars in your lawn?
We do have an old car occasionally, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Are you trying to call my son who works on the cars?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Like, I thought the name was Cabra or something, but...
No. Anyway,
like, really...
He's at work right now, and he's not home yet. Can I take a message?
Well, can you just, like, get the cars off your lawn? It makes the whole neighborhood look like a bunch of hobos live here. Ma'am? I didn't hear a click. Did you hang up? And on this one, which is definitely not an apartment, there's two phone numbers, so maybe this other number is the guy's work number or cell number or something.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voicemail.
Okay, never mind. Done with that one. Here's one where I don't have the full address. That's weird. It just has the street name.
Hello?
Hi, Krista?
Hi.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from UPS.
Hi.
Hi. I was wanting to let you know that I dropped off a package for you.
Yeah.
Did
you just drop it off just now?
Yeah. Well, are you at home?
I am at home.
Because I didn't take it to your home.
Oh. Do you know, where was it taken to?
Well, do you know where Road and Street, the intersection?
Yeah, that's down the street from me.
Yeah, a little fork in the road. I just threw it there, like in the grass.
Oh, that's several blocks away from my house.
Yeah, you better hurry.
Wait, what? I'm confused.
Yeah, I just threw your package over there.
Why?
Because my ex-wife lives, like, right next to you. I didn't want her to see me.
That's really weird.
Yeah, I know. She's a total B, you know? I hate to even go on that street, so I turned.
I'm sorry, but that doesn't work.
Well, I've already done it. You know, I'm like, on my way to my next delivery. But, I just put it down there. I just, like, threw it as I was driving. Like, it's just right in the grass, right at the fork in the road. So it's fine. It's like right by a tree, you know? Like, no one's going to take it.
Yeah, but... Okay, whatever.
I mean, is this a problem? It seems like it's pretty simple.
Yeah, it's kind of a problem. I have a chest infection right now, and what I had ordered was, like, a mask so that I wouldn't have allergy problems. It's fine. I'll go get it. It's fine.
Okay, all right. Well, sorry about the inconvenience. It's just that my ex-wife lives right over there.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not my fault. It's basically her fault.
No, it's your fault, because your job was to deliver my package.
I know, but
whatever.
I didn't want my ex-wife to see me. Oh, man, she's got a chest infection or something. Now I feel bad. She's going to walk like 2 or 3 blocks looking for medical supplies that aren't there. I got to call her back, don't I? God damn it. I have to let her know it's a prank.
Hello?
Hey, don't actually go over there, because I'm just a prank caller.
What?
I'm just a prank caller. I don't work for UPS. I just didn't want you to have to walk all the way over there with chest whatevers.
Okay, why did you call me?
Because it's a prank call. I'm just calling people out of the local directory, that's all. I'm bored.
What directory?
I'm bored. But you,
all right, well, that sucks.
Yeah, but you made me feel bad with the chest thing, so I just, you know, I'm calling you back. So basically, okay. You pranked me back.
I guess. All right, well, thanks for letting me know.
All right, you're welcome. Sorry about the whole thing. Bye.
That's fine.
Okay, crisis averted, everyone. And she even laughed about it. That's awesome. That's almost better than when they get angry.
Hello?
Hey, is this Don?
Yeah.
This is Gary from UPS.
Yeah, Gary.
Hey, I delivered you a package today.
Yes.
But you know how your house looks just kind of weird and spooky?
Okay.
I threw it kind of in the woods and just ran.
All right.
So it's in there somewhere.
Okay, who was it from?
I don't know. I didn't even want to go up to your door, so I just forged your name and threw it in the woods and ran.
In the woods?
Well, you know, not the woods, but whatever that is. That your yard? Oh my god, it's a mess. It looks like the Munster's house or something.
Okay, well, I'll have to go find it.
Yeah, it's in there. It's in there somewhere. I think I threw it off to the left somewhere.
Okay. Thanks.
Have you ever thought about landscaping?
Have I ever thought about landscaping?
Yeah, yeah, because, I mean, oh my God. It looks like you have about 300 different types of plants and trees out there. They all look spooky.
Okay, well, I will think about that.
Yeah, I mean,
I appreciate your call.
I expected there to be thunder and lightning.
Okay,
and, like,
well, have a nice day.
Wolves howling and stuff, like on the Munsters.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, I appreciate your input.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Well, you know, like, think about it. I feel like I should be taking screenshots of these people's houses and showing them to you so you can see what I'm talking about. But his yard is just covered in just tons of, like, forest-type stuff. And there's these old concrete steps that you have to walk up and kind of go into the forest. Where does he even park his car? There's no place to park a car. There's just a place to, like, walk up. That's very confusing. But it actually looks really cool. I was just trying to give him a complex about his woods. Here's one where Roland says that her and her husband walk the hood each morning at 5:30.
Catherine.
Hi, Catherine?
Yes.
This is Steve Dave. I'm your neighbor.
Yes. On which side? I'm
on Wayside, like down the street. I'm in the blue house that's like a normal color blue.
Oh, uh-huh.
Aren't you the one that goes, like, you and your husband go for a walk early in the mornings?
Oh, we used to a long time ago. We haven't lately.
Oh, okay. Because it seems like every time you walk by, you're trying to look in my curtains.
Trying to look in your curtains?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Where do you live?
Just, like, way down the street on Wayside. I'm the one in the normal color blue house.
Like, what cross street are you?
Like nearly down by the end.
Well, I mean, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, or 11th.
Yes.
Well,
7th.
Which? 7th?
Yeah, but, like, how come you're always trying to look into my curtains?
First, I don't walk in the morning. And secondly, I don't know who you are. And third, this is a really strange phone call. You sound pretty aggressive. And
well, no, I'm not trying to be aggressive. I'm a good neighbor and everything. I thought it was weird that you were trying to look in my curtains like that.
Well, I think it's weird that you're calling me, first of all. But secondly, I don't walk in the morning, period. So
well,
that's just bizarre.
In the evenings or whatever, you know, when you're walking by, you two are always just trying to look in my curtains from the street.
I don't walk. Honestly, I don't even walk down to 7th Street. I don't really even know what you're talking about. This is a very strange phone call. What makes you think I am? I mean, how do we know each other?
Well, you guys are just always giving my curtains a side eye as you walk by.
Who's you guys?
Well, you and your husband. Sorry, I didn't mean to call you. What?
I think number one, you've got the wrong person, but secondly, you're kind of weird. We don't walk. We don't walk in the mornings or the evenings. He walks sometimes, but he actually drives down to Town Lake and walks. So I think you've got the wrong people, but secondly, you may need to get some help.
Well, get
some
help.
We're not your people.
No.
How did you get my number, first of all?
It's in the, on the internet, in the directory. But no, I'm pretty sure it's you two. Like, you guys are always just walking by giving my curtains a side eye.
Giving your,
like,
curtains a side eye?
Like trying to make it look like you're not looking, but I can tell that you're looking. You're trying to see in the curtains.
I don't walk, period.
Hmm.
I walk my dog down to,
so you do walk.
You know, we go around the other block towards 10th Street.
Yeah, that's where I live. I live up by 9th, on the cross street of 9th and Wayside, in the normal blue house.
I thought you said 7th in Wayside.
No, 9th.
Well, I don't...
But I'm in the, you know, the blue house, the normal blue house, like the normal color of blue.
Okay. 8th, 9th. So, okay, there's a grassy lot at 9th and Wayside. Are you catty corner to that, or
maybe it's the one you're always trying to look into the windows?
Okay, you got to stop with that, first of all. That doesn't make any sense to me because I don't know. There's not a house where I'm trying to look into a window. So
yeah, it doesn't make sense to me either. It's weird that you'd like want to look in my windows like that. There's nothing even in here. It's just, you know, it's just a standard living room.
I don't really know what you're talking about, honestly. So where do you... You say it's the normal blue-colored house, but are you...
Yeah.
You know where the lot is that just has the small house that's grassy?
Yeah, but there's no reason to judge them for having just a small house.
No, what I'm trying to figure out where you live, dear.
Yeah. Well, you can't even see in my curtains from all the way in the street. I don't see why you're even trying.
I don't know which house you're even talking about yet. We haven't even gotten to which house you live in. What's your address?
It's in the normal color blue house. I'm on Wayside.
Well, that's really nice. You've said that like 5 times, the normal colored blue house. This isn't making sense to me still. What is your address or where are you? Are you on a corner?
It doesn't matter who I am specifically. Can you just maybe not look in people's curtains like that when you're walking by on the street?
I don't look in people's curtains. I don't know who you are. I'm not really interested in people's houses. You're kind of a freak. I don't know who you are, but I hope you don't start harassing me because I don't need this kind of harassment.
No, I'm not harassing you. It's just a single phone call. It's just I felt like you were harassing me because you kept trying to look in my curtains.
You keep saying, I think you've got some personal problems. I do not look in people's curtains. Well, I don't really care what's inside people's houses.
I have personal problems. You're the one going around looking in people's curtains.
Oh, my God. Listen, I want you to make sure, I mean, if you start calling me, I'm going to do a cease and desist order. I don't know who you are,
what?
But I think you're a freak, and you're scaring me to death, and I just want you to leave me alone.
Well, it's just a single phone call to ask you to please not look in my curtains like that. It's weird.
I don't, honestly, I have walked on Wayside, normally I walk around by the Goodwill, and I don't even hit Wayside and Ninth. If I'm walking near you, I'm probably walking my dog. You know what, right now I've decided I am not going to walk my dog on that corner. I'm not sure where your house is, but I'm not going to walk by Ninth and Wayside. I can promise you that because you are scaring the shit out of me.
Why would I be scaring you?
I don't know who you are, but you looked up my phone number and you seem to think I'm obsessed with your house.
Just because you're always looking in the curtains, that's all.
Yeah, you've said that about 5 times now. And I still don't know who you are. I still don't know which house you're talking about. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm not going to walk my dog past Ninth and Wayside anymore. And so you can be sure that I will not look in your curtains ever again.
Okay, but I live on 7th and Wayside, though.
Oh, fuck. You just told me you lived on 9th and Wayside. I don't walk by 7th and Wayside anyway. So there.
Oh, maybe it's somebody else then.
Well, I think you've got a personal problem, number one. But number two,
at least I'm not looking at curtains.
I think you have the wrong people.
Okay.
I know you have the wrong person, but you've got some problems.
I don't have problems. I'm not going around looking in curtains.
Well, I'm sure neither am I. So,
yeah.
Leave me alone.
Anyway, I was just prank calling you. I don't even live in your neighborhood.
Who are you?
My name is Roy. I live in Oregon.
Why are you doing this?
I was bored. I was just making prank calls.
Oh, my God. You are a fucking freak.
Well, that's not cool. I mean, at least I don't go around looking in people's curtains. She had to go and tell me she's scared, so I felt like I needed to tell her it's a prank call. I keep having to abort on all these calls. Stupid women making me feel bad.
Hello?
Hi, Stephanie?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Steve Dave from the public library.
Hi.
Hi. Did you get the letter we sent you about the hole we're going to dig in your front yard?
I'm sorry?
There's a time capsule buried in your front yard. The front side
what
area behind...
What address do you have?
20th Street.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to be there tomorrow morning. There's going to be school buses full of kids and some news people and some digging equipment. And we're just going to dig a really large hole. It's down about 10 feet, it says.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Are you? And where is it?
It's like right in your front yard, kind of on the corner-ish part, you know, like the front and the side yard.
Okay. The city, have you been out here to look? Because the city did some paving.
Oh, in the yard?
Yes, they installed a sidewalk.
In your yard?
Well, I mean, I don't know where you're talking about in the yard.
Oh, yeah, it's in
it
your yard.
It goes down to the corner.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's
behind the gate?
Oh, yeah, it's behind the fence.
Okay.
Yeah, so it'll be fine.
I haven't received any letters. Sorry.
No, we sent it out over a month ago. You probably just thought it was junk mail. But yeah, it's like a time capsule from the 1920s.
Okay, and what time is this happening?
11 a.m. is when it's officially supposed to begin. They probably won't get started till about noon. You know, we're just going to be bussing everyone in, all the kids and stuff.
Okay.
See what's in there. Probably going to be like...
it's 11 a.m.?
Yeah, yeah. Probably going to be like Tommy guns and stuff in there.
And can I get your name and number? Because I'm going to call my landlord and let her know. And
oh, sure. Oh, it's not your house?
No, I rent.
Thank goodness, because your landlord's not going to be happy with what we're going to do to that yard. I guess I can be blunt with you now, because, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like a car-sized time capsule.
I can't believe this is real.
Oh, no, it's completely real. It's actually a Model T buried down there.
Okay, now I really don't believe it.
Oh, why don't you believe it? What did I say that makes you not believe it?
A Model T?
Yeah, the car.
Like, the car?
Yeah.
Is buried in my front yard.
Yeah, it's a time cap. It's something fun they did back in the 1920s.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to call my landlord. And so could I get your name and number?
Oh, sure. Yeah, this is Steve Dave from the public library.
Steve Dave?
Uh-huh. D-A-V-E. Dave.
Okay.
And
the phone number?
Phone number is 420.
Uh-huh.
6969.
6969.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, all right. Well, I'll give her the info. I'm going to call her right now.
Okay, are you going to be home tomorrow to see all this?
Yeah, I think I will now.
Okay, yeah, I'd definitely be here. It's going to be a spectacle.
Okay, thank you so much.
You might want to tell her we're probably going to have to take down the fence because it's like right on the edge.
Whoa.
Because even though the hole's not under the fence, it's like right there on the edge.
Okay.
The fence has got to go. Yeah, just part of it.
Okay, I'll call her right now.
Do you want me to call her? I can put her on three-way.
I'll just call her and give her your phone number.
Okay.
And let her know, and then yeah. Okay, interesting.
Mention the Model T and the Tommy guns and stuff.
Okay, I will do so.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, goodbye.
Bye.
Well, that's no fun if they don't own the house. She's just a renter. I'm a renter. I sure wouldn't care if anyone's doing anything in my yard. So that kind of sucks, but whatever. She's on the phone with her landlord now telling her about the Model T buried in her yard. They're going to be tearing down the fence and all that.
Hello, this is Michael.
Oh, hey, Michael. This is Steve Dave from the apartments, the apartment office.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah.
I just calling to let you know we're going to be doing some plumbing inside your apartment.
I don't have an apartment. So maybe you mean my son's apartment?
Oh, is it on 12th Street?
Oh. No, that's a condominium, and it's a... I don't know what apartments you're talking about.
Okay, so condominium. Sorry, condominium. Same thing. It's just a fancier name for an apartment. But yeah, we're going to be...
Who are you to talk to me this way? Who are you? You want to start over?
I work here with the condominium office. And I just wanted to...
There is no condominium office at 12th Street. There is no condominium office.
I know it's not at 12th Street, you idiot. I'm calling to let you know we're going to be doing some...
No, you may not. You may not.
Oh, you don't have a choice. It like, affects the other units, okay?
Hi, this is Michael. You reached my voice.
Now he won't pick up for me. He's probably busy calling up the condominium office.
Oh,
having a serious talking to with him about how they need to respect him and stuff. There's several here on the list. I've been skipping over them, but they're apartment numbers.
Hello?
Hi, Lucinda?
Yes.
Hey there. This is Steve Day from the apartment office.
Yes.
Hi. I was calling to let you know we're going to be doing some plumbing inside your apartment unit, your condominium unit. Yeah, yep.
Okay, sorry, don't recognize your name. I don't think I've ever worked with you before.
Oh, okay. So, well, did you get the letter that they sent?
No.
Okay, yeah, it's just going to be a pipe. It's going to be like a visible pipe that comes through your living room area. And
okay, and...
It's not going to be like halfway down exactly, but maybe like... the clearance is going to be about 5 feet, 5 inches. You're definitely going to have to duck under it.
I'm so confused. Have you talked to the landlords?
Oh, yeah. No, we're working with them. The plumbing's going to be happening tomorrow. It's just a pipe. It affects the other units, and that's the only place we can put it.
Nobody has informed me about this. So I guess I need to call Susan.
Okay, yeah, you can do that if you want, but... Yep, it's happening tomorrow. What?
What time and how does this affect me? Because I work from home.
Oh, okay. Well, it won't affect you. There's just going to be this long pipe coming out of one wall, going all the way across the living room, and going into that wall. And it'll be about 5 feet, 5 inches up. So you might, I don't know how tall you are, if you'll have to duck under it or not.
And... how long will it be like that?
Oh, forever. Like, it's a permanent thing. It's for the other units, because we're running out of water capacity. We have to put in a high flow line to make sure everyone...
You tell me there's going to be a pipe that goes through my living room and I'm going to have to duck under it for the rest of my lease?
Yeah, just right around, not in the middle of the living room, more like right around the back area of it, but it is in the doorway.
Okay, so, I need to call the landlords. This is not... I was not informed of this, and so I'm a little concerned.
Well, are you taller than 5'5"?
Yes, I'm 5'7".
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you'll get used to it. You know...
I don't believe this. I need to call my landlord.
It'll become second nature, you know? After a while...
No, I'll talk to you later.
So that one was a completely different address, but when I look at it on Google Street View, it's that exact same address that the guy freaked out about it not being an apartment, about it being a condo. And I noticed that happening with several of these addresses on this list. They would be different addresses and different street names even, but they all take me to this building, which is kind of weird. Seems a little sketchy. Don't know what they're trying to pull. Oh, like this one. I just did another one. It's another apartment. Completely different street name than that street name. Wait, let's see if that's the cross street. No, it's not the cross street. I don't get how that happens. It just keeps pulling up this place, which I guess I need to refer to as a condominium, if this guy even answers. But at least I have the name now. It's Susan.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
I'm going to write that down if I call him up later. Oh, here's another one, though, that goes back to that address. And this one is at the cross street that I just saw.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Lauren?
Hi.
Hey, this is Steve Day from the apartment condos, from the office.
From where?
From the apartment office. I was calling to let you know we're going to be doing some plumbing inside your unit there. We're going to be doing that tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow morning.
Okay, I don't live there. I own the unit, but I don't live there.
Yeah, well, who lives? Does anybody live there?
Yeah, somebody does live there. Do you know around what time?
Probably tomorrow around 9 in the morning, if that works.
Okay. Yeah, and who's paying for the work?
Oh, no, we're paying for it. It's for the other units. You know, we weren't getting enough water pressure. So we're going to be installing a large capacity water pipe. It's actually going to be visible from inside your living room.
Uh-huh.
It's going to go, you know, come out
it's
of one wall.
Visible from where?
From the living room. It's going to go straight through the living room. It's going to come out of one wall and go into the other, straight across.
Hmm. And why is this happening?
It's just, you know, to increase the water flow throughout the entire complex. But,
okay. The pipe... and why is the water flow not what it was a few days ago?
Well, you know, just, you know, things happen. Don't worry about it. It's, you probably wouldn't understand because you're a woman.
Is this a joke?
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't kid about this, ma'am. But yeah, the water pipe is going to be down a little bit lower. There's going to be kind of a clearance. Like, it's going to be, like, just below 6 feet.
Bosco, come here.
What?
Oh, okay. 1 second. Bosco, come here.
Is that your husband?
Yeah, I'm getting my husband since you're being rude.
Oh, I was just kidding when I said that. I thought you were calling your dog. You talk to your husband like that?
We can't talk right now, so I'll call you back.
Okay. Well, you do that, honey.
Do you own Unit 4?
Why would you say that?
I'm just asking you what unit you own.
Oh, no, I'm with the office. You know, I'm working with the apartment buildings and the plumber that's going to come in and install the pipe. Did you name your husband Bosco? Is he a good boy?
I'll call you back in a few minutes.
Why is his name Bosco? Like, seriously.
That's my dog's name.
Oh, okay. I thought you were getting your husband.
No, his name's Scott.
Oh, okay. Why can't Scott talk? What's he doing?
He's working.
Well, there at the house?
Yeah.
Oh, well, just tell him to stop. Works from home. He can do what he wants. Well, that didn't go well. And I think she called hers an apartment, didn't she? Maybe there's an apartment side and a condo side. I don't know. It all shows me the exact same entrance for all these different addresses at the same place. And they look like condos.
Hello?
Hi, Kale?
Yeah.
This is Steve Dave from the condo office.
Hey, Steve. What's up, man?
Not much. We're going to be coming in tomorrow to do some plumbing.
Okay.
Is that going to be a problem around 10 in the morning?
I don't think so. Are you talking about...
Yeah, that's the one. Unit 3.
I currently have a... I have a tenant in there currently, so let me contact him and see if that's cool with him.
Okay. That's fine. We're going to be installing a high-flow water pipe, though, through the living room.
Okay. How long is it going to take?
Just a day. We've got it. It's just got to come through the wall. It's going to be a visible pipe. It's going to come through the living room. Like, it's going to go in one wall and out the other.
Okay.
And
when are you guys starting?
Tomorrow, if possible, tomorrow morning around 9 or 10.
Okay. Is this your number? Is this a good number I can reach you at?
Yep, the 6969 number.
Okay, man. Awesome. Well, let me contact him and see if I can't give you a call back soon.
Okay, is he a tall person?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Well, the clearance for this pipe that's going to come straight across the living room and, you know, basically right at a you know, doorway you got to walk through, the clearance is going to be 6 feet exactly.
Okay, so it's going to be a visible pipe through the living room?
Yeah, a visible pipe through the living room, 6 feet clearance. So if you're over 6 feet, you got to learn to duck under it.
Okay, where are you guys installing it? Inside the condo? Do you know?
Yeah, right in the living room. Right across where people walk through constantly. You know, from living room to the kitchen or whatever. And it's going to...
Okay.
The pipe's going to hiss, too, and it's going to...
Is this a mandatory install?
Yeah, yep, it's got to be done, you know. It affects the rest of the units. It's going to hiss, and it's going to bang around a lot.
Okay. Do you guys know if you're installing it from the right side or the left side? The right side would be facing west.
Well, both, because it's going to go straight across.
Right. So is the beginning point of entry on the west side, or does it... Because the kitchen's on the east side, right? So
yeah. So I guess it'd be on the west side.
Okay,
but it's
cool,
gonna
man.
Be it's well, gonna be right under the doorway, and yep, you're gonna notice it. It's gonna be just hanging.
Okay,
it'll probably get a lot of condensation on it, probably rust.
Okay.
We'll come in and paint it every once in a while.
Okay, cool, man. Well, let me give you a call back.
Okay, but he's not over 6 feet. That's the important thing.
No.
You're not going to want to rent to anyone over 6 feet because they're going to hit their heads.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, man.
Uh-huh, sure. Bye, asshole. Bye. What an asshole. Not even getting angry with me. Probably because he doesn't live there. He's like, fuck it, I don't care about my stupid tenants. Let them have a pipe in their living room. I don't care.
Hello?
Hello, Matthew?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Bob. On 12th Street.
It's my neighbor, Bob, from 12th Street.
Yeah. I was just...
Okay. I'm sorry. Have we met?
Oh, I don't know if we've met before. I walk by a lot. I walk around the neighborhood and everything. I was laying in your yard last night, like in your backyard, and I got dog shit in my hair. Like, do you have a dog, or do you just not clean up after it?
No, I do not have a dog.
Well, how's there dog shit in your backyard?
Where? You're laying in my yard?
Yeah, I was just out there late last night. It's just something I do.
You were laying in my yard late last night?
Yeah.
Like under the tree over here?
Yeah, yeah. I was just, going on a walk and took a little break and just kind of laid out in the yard.
Oh, that sounds nice. No, I don't have a dog.
Huh. Well, there's definitely...
But lots of people walk dogs around here, and people definitely don't clean up their shit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, someone's taking their dog in your backyard. Apparently, it's pretty...
Are you sure you have the right person? I'm at 20 West 12th in these apartments.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in an apartment. I think my neighbors have a dog.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a dog, though.
I just assumed it was your dog. I'm sorry to make that assumption. I was just out there laying in the backyard.
Okay.
Just hanging out.
Do you mind if I come lay in your yard?
Oh, yeah, if you want to.
In the middle of the night?
My yard's kind of, there's a lot of sticks and stuff. I don't really clean up, so I just lay in other people's yards.
Okay, so you're just calling me to let me know that somebody's dog takes a shit in my yard and you laid in it.
Yeah, well, I was a little pissed, to be honest, because, I got dog shit in my hair and it kind of ruined my high.
Well, when you go laying down in people's yards at random, there might be dog shit on it. Maybe you want to check. It's not my dog, though.
Okay.
So, well, best of luck to you, buddy.
Maybe you should keep your yard cleaned up anyway, even though if it's not your dog.
I don't go through my yard. You know, I have a landlord who does the yard and the lawn around here, and I don't go out on my days off scanning through the yard for dog shit.
Okay, well, it's out there because I got it in my hair and it was kind of
gross.
I'm
so sorry you got dog shit in your hair. Don't fucking call me, man. Don't be laying in my yard in the middle of the night.
Well, it's not really your yard. It's an apartment.
Well, exactly. So what are you calling me for? I mean, how'd you get my phone number, by the way?
Basically, it's as much my yard as it is your yard because you don't even own the place.
Well, so what are you talking to me about there being dog shit in it?
Well, I don't know why you're yelling at me. I was just called to find out if you had.
Because you're calling me, trying to tell me that you're pissed off because you got dog shit in your hair because you came laying in the yard last night.
Well, I'm not pissed at you because apparently you don't have a dog. I thought it was your dog. I was gonna yell at you, but I don't see any reason to if you don't have a dog.
Dude. Next time you get dog shit in your hair from laying in the yard, in some yard, like, I mean, just deal with it, man. Dogs take shit places.
I went home and I washed my hair and it was just...
This is like the most entitled crap I've ever heard. I'm sorry you got dog shit in your hair, dude.
It was just,
I don't have a dog.
It was just gross to deal with, you know?
I'm sure it was.
It ruined my high. You're completely ruined my high.
So you got stoned and you came and laid in our yard, in our apartment complex yard. You got dog shit in your hair, and now you're calling me pissed off about it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, well,
maybe,
dude.
Maybe you should talk to your neighbors about it. Maybe you should tell your neighbors not to be such assholes.
Maybe you should go call everybody in the neighborhood and warn them about their dog taking shits in yards. So because you want to get high and go have a nice little time and accidentally get shit in your hair.
Well, I didn't want to get
shit in my
hair.
Maybe you should go to the homeowners association, you know?
Was that
was
that a lady in the background I just heard?
Yeah, that's my wife.
Oh, tell her to shut the fuck up. Like, what is she, like, telling you to be quiet?
No, she's not. She's asking me what's going on. And dude, you're like you're blowing my mind, man. How did you get my phone number to call me and ask me if I have a dog that's taking a shit in what you thought was my yard? You were going to come lay down in my yard.
I just looked it up on the internet. Like, I don't see why you're getting so upset. I wasn't even yelling at you. I was just saying, you know, maybe you want to talk to your neighbors. And
because, you know what, man? Because, like, I'm sitting here thinking about all the stuff going on in the world right now. You know, I'm kind of I'm soul searching and thinking about stuff. And you're calling me complaining because you got stoned and laid in dog shit. It's ridiculous, man. That's why. That's frustrating.
It's frustrating, like, for you. It's frustrating for me. I had to go home and wash my hair.
Oh, you had to go home and wash your hair. I'm so sorry.
Well, it sounds like you need to come out there with me and have, you know, smoke a little bit with me.
Dude, no, I don't smoke weed anymore.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you need to. You need to calm your ass down.
No, dude.
So does your wife. Like, listen to your wife back there. Back there, just
dude, we are fine. I am a calm dude, and I'm very happy in life and stuff. But when I think somebody is a bozo calling me up complaining because they sat in dog shit, I think it's ridiculous.
I didn't sit in
and
dog
I don't
shit.
Miss I words just, with people like that.
I just rolled over a little bit, and it was like right there on the side of my hair.
So you woke up this morning, and you were like, "I'm gonna find out who's." Dog that is, and tell them to clean up their after their dog, because I was trying to lay down and enjoy my high in some random yard in the neighborhood, and you laid in dog shit.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, what's the problem with that?
All right, man, it's silly.
At least I'm not as pissed off as you are right now. Like you just
well,
sound...
I'm not pissed off. I'm not pissed off, but
well,
I don't
sure seem like it.
I think it's
seems like I triggered you.
Well, you know, because it's just blowing my mind, dude. I can't Have a nice day, dude.
Okay.
Don't lay in any more dog shit. Do your best. All right.
Okay. Well, I'll be back in your yard. You know, I'm just okay. I didn't know that was an apartment building. Until he told me it was. There was no apartment number on it. Actually, there wasn't even a house number on it. For some reason, a lot of these that Roland sent me, they don't have house numbers. They just have the street name on them. But that guy was nice enough to give me his full address. And I'm looking at his apartments here. I'm surprised he would care if it's an apartment yard. But I guess he does. And he just can't believe what he's hearing. That someone would have the audacity to call him up and tell him something like this. That guy was great. All right, so, yeah, I pretty much called up every number on the list. I've still got a bunch here that didn't answer. I've got one I really want them to answer, so I'm definitely going to come back to this list, but they have an ADT sign in their yard. I want to call them up as ADT and say that everything's fine, no alarms are sounding, everything's A-okay, we're going to be calling you every hour to let you know, no alarms today. So I will be revisiting this list soon. Thank you again, Roland, for sending it in. And before we end the show and we do some voicemails, I have a big old collection here of screenshots that Roland sent to me. They're all zipped up. I've got to unzip them here real quick. These are pretty great. So a while back here, let me see when it was exactly. Let me search for other emails here from Roland. Oh, I don't see any. That's weird. I don't know. I think it was like a couple years ago, though. Roland gave me a similar list. And he uses the Neighbors application on his phone. The Neighbors app, it's pretty awesome. I have it on my phone. If anyone in your local area has a complaint or whatever, or wants to report weird things happening in the neighborhood, a lot of people post their Ring footage of people coming up in their yard and they overreact about it. They complain about people leaving their trash cans out. I remember I replied to that person. I said, I'm one of the people that does that, but I live in an apartment. I don't give a shit. Under the crime and safety area, prank call claiming to be neighbor. A man saying his name was Roy called my phone at 9 p.m. saying he was a neighbor and that he was in my backyard at 3 a.m. last night, claimed to have left pink and green gloves while while weeding in our yard. That's great. I forgot I used to do that. And that he was a night owl and did this for all the neighbors. Asked if we hadn't noticed already, and then he'd been back there many times. This was probably a terrible prank call, but in the odd chance this was a real person I am posting, he made me feel very unsafe. Someone replies, lock your backyard up. Strange indeed. There are so many screenshots here. I don't think I'm going to read them all. Someone wants to know, did you find any gloves? And then someone else says, he just called me as well. Three times right in a row. Said he was laying in my backyard last night and got dog poop in his hair and was really upset about the dog poop. Told him I'm only bothered that he left some behind. Said he lived over on Linux. And this was his phone number. It looks like I was using a 0069 number. Seemed like a troubled individual. And someone named Jacob says, exact same call that Ryan got. Debbie says, each one of you should report to 311 and give the telephone number he is calling from. What's 311? Oh, 311 is a non-emergency phone number that people can call in many cities to find information about services, make complaints, or report problems like graffiti or road damage. That's cool. Is that just the non-emergency police number? I wish more people knew about that. I didn't know about it, but that would stop people from calling 911 so much if they knew they could just call 311, because people are too lazy to look up the non-emergency number. There's like 30 screen grabs here, so this, we might be doing this for a minute. Oh my god, that's weird as fuck. Please report the weirdo. I'm going to start locking my gate again. But then again, I've had people jump the fence from the shopping center, so whatever. Ben says, I got the same call as Ryan, the dog poop one. The fact that the call was identical and within 30 minutes of each other makes it fairly clear this was a prank call. Also, my dog totally would have noticed if someone were actually in my yard. I can't believe Roland didn't send all this stuff, like, right after it happened, back when I could still remember doing this. Logan says, I assume the guy has some mental problems since he called so many people and left clear evidence about who he is. Very odd. Please keep us updated about how this turns out. To spread a little good cheer tonight, I was over by Goodwill and noticed a fellow with a nice wood bookshelf that he bought for his new apartment but wasn't going to fit in his car. I offered to take it in my truck. Wow, he's just bragging about his good deed. Like, oh my god, I can't do a good deed and not tell everyone about it. Mary says she never answers the phone unless she recognizes the caller ID. This guy paid for White Pages Premium to get my real name, and it's not me. It's like probably just whoever happens to own that phone number that I used. Alicia says, dear dog poop caller, if you read this, please don't call me. Wish you the best in your glove acquisition and hair decontamination endeavors. Okay, definitely should get some cameras installed. Would waive cameras and security system installation for all my neighbors. Oh, what, does he install cameras for a living? I don't know. Miranda says, my guess is that he's also a part of Nextdoor, and those of us who don't have our phone address settings on private received the call, and that made somebody else change their settings. I didn't know you could do that on the Neighbors app. Oh, this is the Nextdoor Neighbors app. There's two different ones. It says the numbers are only visible to those within your own neighborhood, and everyone's posting the privacy settings now, trying to show everyone how to hide their phone numbers, because that's totally how I got the numbers. Damon's feeling left out. He didn't get a dog poop call. Be careful, dog poop, ma'am. They're coming for you with a straitjacket. Someone says the guy at minimum needs a welfare check. It's true. I do need a welfare check. Ashton says that he said his name was Roy Zurdel, Z-U-R-D-E-L. Another guy, Patrick, I got this call too three times at 10:15 p.m. last night. This is great that I caused such an uproar on Nextdoor Neighbors. If this guy is truly wandering around backyards, he's just asking to be attacked by a dog or shot. He needs to stay out of my neighborhood. There are no understanding people living here, and there are lots of dogs and guns. That's from Howard. Marshall just received a call from Roy, three calls in a row. From a different number. Looks like I changed my number. Claimed he lives at so-and-so address, which after seeing this post is a complete fabrication. I know those neighbors. He went off on how ugly my yard is and went into incredible detail on the color of my house and the features of the landscaping, cursing at me, saying I'm preventing him from selling his house. He's been there for 20 years. Very weird behavior that must be motivated by a mental illness. It's true. got me riled up and I cursed back at him. I think he's looking for that. What a freaking weirdo. Glad it's not a real neighbor. Well, you don't know that I'm not a real neighbor. Here's some more people theorizing where I got the phone numbers from. Trying to figure out if there's a neighborhood directory, if I really did get their numbers from the Nextdoor app. Oh, and here's where we get into the conspiracy stuff. Marshall says, can anyone in this thread tell us if they received one of these calls who live in one of the new developments? My inkling is that no, this is targeted to the old 60s-style houses. It's possibly a developer bullying owners of older homes into getting out of the hood so they can raise the 60s dwellings and make a handsome buck developing and flipping the properties. And that's great that they're starting to think it's developers. Like, you know, in the movies, the developers always go in and rough people up, but not in real life. In real life, they make prank calls to them until they move out of the neighborhood. That's how it works in the real estate world. Here's a post from Sean. Roy asked me to clean up my yard because it looked really shitty. I said, excuse me? He repeated his insults on my home, so I hung up. This guy is a con man. He adopts a very familiar tone. Don't answer his calls. Don't provide any more information to him. I believe, like Marshall, that his motive has to do with gentrification / exploitation of the neighborhood. Also, if you do get a call from one of these numbers and want to play, put him on speaker and record the conversation with another device. So now it's all about gentrification. This is awesome. Here's a lady saying that she found out who owns the other number that I was using and posts his full name and where he lives and everything. Not his exact address, but which area. But this guy turns out to be a realtor in that town. The person's name that I used. And they figured this out after the conspiracy theories started coming up. And they're saying he should lose his license for this. And that the other number, the 0069 number, shows up as so-and-so junior. He probably works for Mr. Other Person, who's a realtor. And another guy says he's reporting it to the code enforcement. And then Sean says, isn't it possible that somebody cloned his number? Austin has a little bit of common sense here. Wow, this is bananas. Sorry y'all are going through this. And then I get called out. Someone named Robin says, I found this video on a prank call YouTube channel. Even the caller's name is the same. And you go to it, and it's one of my prank calls from phone losers. And somebody replies to that, interesting. But then she says, I imagine it's a copycat with too much time on their hands. When they called me last night, I guess I didn't give the expected response because after a while they said, this is a joke. It's a prank call, and hung up. Probably she was taking things too seriously. Sean says, the guy I talked to sounded a lot like the guy in the YouTube video. When the going gets weird, the weird turn pro, apparently. Nick says, I thought I was the only one. I got a call from old Roy last night. He said my house looks shitty. He used that word. He said he was trying to sell his house and our house was bringing the property value down for the neighborhood. There is no neighborhood association around here. You don't have to do anything that anyone tells you. If code enforcement tells you to clean up your yard, then you have to. Beware of calls like this. Be safe, all. And the very last post is from Irene. She says, so sorry you all are getting pranked. Definitely not funny. Come on, it's a little funny. People were leaving smiley faces in some of those posts. So that's pretty great, Roland. Thank you for sending those in. I wish I could find your original email so I knew when I did those calls, but I think I remember it being like a year or two ago. I figured it out a couple months ago when you emailed me all this stuff. Oh, here's how I figured it out. He told me. Snowplow Show episode 582 and Hobosode 302. So if you want to hear the calls that are from all of those Nextdoor app posts, then listen to the Snowplow Show episode 582. Oh, and I guess that wasn't too long ago, 582? Back in the summer or something, right? And then also Hobosode 302. Wait, what? There is no Hobosode 302. I'm only up to 2-something. What the hell, Roland? But I'm sure you guys can figure it out. Maybe it was 203, I don't know.
Hello, Snowplow Show. It's Apollo. Happy New Year.
Hey, Apollo.
So I did a prank call a little bit ago, and I recorded it, but I don't know if I still have the file. I basically called a pet crematorium and asked how much they would charge to finish the job because I destroyed our barbecue trying to cremate the family dog, and the wife was mad, and the kids were sad, and I needed to do something.
That's awful.
And the guy was rather confused and terrible. Really concerned, but I thought that might be an interesting idea.
You're a bad person.
Call pet crematoriums and give them weird ideas.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's illegal. I don't know if it's in bad taste, but
it's definitely in bad taste.
So,
but it might be fun.
2020 is a year with a bunch more subscribers and a bunch more of that sweet, sweet Patreon cash.
Yeah, me too.
Have a good one, Brad.
Kind of reminds me of the calls that me and, I think, Tombstone were doing, where we tried to get hired at the kill shelters and wanted to know if we could kill the dogs in our own special ways. Can we bring knives and guns to do it?
Brad.
It was terrible.
It's Punk Queen.
Hey.
I just want to say what's up. Happy New Year. Happy New Year's Eve, I guess.
You and, too.
And I'm leaving this voicemail. I saw recently, or listened to, I guess, rather, Natalia. I want to thank her. That's really sweet, showing that, consideration. That's how I feel. I'm still sad, but that's going to happen.
You're the one that got broken up with. Ha ha! She's nicer than me.
I want to say I still love Joe, Brad. And,
thanks.
That's all I got to say. Thank you, Natalia.
Even though I'm a dick.
Wish I could say stuff longer, but whatever. It's all good. Happy New Year again, Brad.
Bye.
And, yeah, that's all. See y'all. Goodbye.
I'm sorry. I'm being such a jerk about your breakup. I feel bad for you. I really do.
Hey, Brad. I was just listening to the last No Plot show where you were trying to figure out what movie the Australian dude was talking about. It was not American Soccer League. It was American Psycho. American Psycho with that guy who played Batman, Christian Bale, I think.
Yeah, anyway, that guy.
Now you have your answer. I guess you can finally sleep. Take care.
Yeah, and I can finally tell you that I've never seen that movie. I think I've seen bits of the famous scene where he chops up the guy or whatever. And I saw the Weird Al parody version of that scene. I just never got around to watching it. I will one of these days. I plan to.
Hey, Brad. Bad Cat VPN here. Just checking in. Wanted to let you know that you helped me through a pretty hard year. And a year before that, you helped me through a pretty hard year, too.
Well, hopefully 2020 is a really easy year by comparison, I hope.
Things are going real good now. And I can't wait to show my wife or fiance your show. Turned on a few people to it. I think it's amazing. I think you're amazing. Keep it up. Bad Cat, VPN out.
It's good to hear. Thanks, Bad Cat. I'm sure your wife will hate it. Most wives hate the show, but don't let that discourage you from listening to it.
Hi, Brad. Method Manager here.
Hey.
Calling from Southwest North Carolina, because this is where we need to have our shows at, our meetups. Anyway, so your last call where you were changing everybody's number, I can't help but notice you changed that one lady's number who constantly spouted, I've had this number for 40 years! 40 years! I think that's the record to beat. I think you should try to beat it. The longer they have it, it seems like the more angry they get.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Anyway, have a great day, Brad. Bye!
My parents had their number for about 50 years, and it's finally gone now. They're just like, you know what? Landlines are stupid. What are we doing? I don't think they knew that they could port it over to their cell phone.
Brad, it's BR. I'm calling from MN. I'm listening to PLA Radio episode 13, Phone Mobbing. You need to do phone mobbing again. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Fuck, I miss all those phone mobbing you did.
Those were the days.
Anyway, yeah, stay cool, Brad, but...
Somebody should organize a phone mobbing since I'm too lazy to do it.
Hey, it's Ryan Digital, so I was making some prank phone calls, or at least trying to. I was calling from the payphone to Albertsons, and I dialed a bunch of numbers, and none of them, like, picked up, and I got some numbers to call other numbers, at least, from it. But then the payphone, like, filled up with money, and it wouldn't send any more calls. Like, I pressed one, and it just say error. So then I went to the payphone by the liquor store or whatever, and then it just wouldn't accept quarters. Like, there's a dial tone, but the quarters just would, like, would go in, but, like, wouldn't ka-chink. So then I went to the one by Bonds.
I hate when they don't ka-chink.
I made a successful prank call from there to a movie theater. I pretend to be a drunk guy trapped in projection mode on the phone for, like, 7 minutes, just, like, being, like, drunk Dwight, or at least best I could. And then, at the end of it...
Yeah, Dwight's
guy just said,
drunk voice is so convincing.
I was like, what the fuck? They thought I was someone else. That's hilarious. Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Hey, Brett.
Hey, American Psycho.
All the best for the year to come. Surely doing a hang up the phone show is actually easier than your prank call shows.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So come on, buddy. Please give me the date of when the next hang up the phone show is going to be, just so I can align my calendar with yours.
January 20th.
Let's go for what we used
just,
to
just kidding, I don't know.
Thursday afternoon Australia time. Which I think was Wednesday night at your time.
I should do one tonight. Tonight's the Devon show. Maybe I should do one tonight.
Hi, Roy. It's me.
Hey.
Natalia Sarai.
Oh, you sound so depressed.
From Russia. I'm actually sick, and you can hear in my last voicemail that I was getting sick.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm actually really sick now.
I thought you were just sad.
One, I mean, I always knew about the FBI raid and all that, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't know it happened on November 8th. My birthday is November 7th.
What?
Congratulations.
You know what my birthday is, Natalia? It's November 7th. No shit. I got raided the day after my birthday. We're birthday twins.
Also, I just think it's
can you believe it?
Kind of weird that, like, you... Well, not weird.
We're both Scorpios.
You always put out quality products, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes I listen to you when I'm sad or when I'm mad or...
I'm like the Sears and Roebuck company.
You're, like, always consistent.
The fuck's going on over there?
Do you ever just get really sad sometimes and just put on a fake Roy mask and just power through the show and then start crying?
Yeah. Like today.
Thanks, you too. Sorry, I was in the drive-thru. Have a great day.
Oh,
thank
she's
you,
at the drive-thru. Okay. I definitely have days when I do not feel like doing prank calls, and that's a lot of times that's those days where you don't see any shows happen for like 4 days in a row. But not necessarily because I'm sad, just because I'm just not in the mood or not in a pranking mood, you know, which sucks because I'd like to do these every single day. But sometimes I just zone out on YouTube and reading tech blogs and stuff. But I don't get sad that often. And even if I'm not in the best of moods, I can usually fake it pretty good. And the prank calls, they put me in a good mood because they're hilarious. They force me to not give a shit. So I'll start off not being in the mood to do it, and by the end, I'm like, this is fucking awesome. I'm glad I did this. But so far, I've never broken down in tears immediately after a prank call show. I bet you that'll happen soon.
Maybe. Hey, Bradley, it's Snails. I'm calling you from the payphone. I'm just calling to say Happy New Year.
Thanks, Snails.
And I love you, PLA 2020. Bye.
I think... Wait, what's happening here? I don't know. His voicemail goes on for another 10 or so seconds after he talked. I think that was the very first voicemail of 2020. So congratulations, Snails. You left the very first voicemail of the new decade, I think. Maybe it was Natalia. I don't know. I'm not going to go back and check.
Hey, Brad. It's Etsa. So
hey,
a couple episodes
Etsa.
Ago, you were pretending to be Santa, and somehow you ended up having the parents put their kid on the phone, and then you were talking to the kid, and it was really awkward, and the kid was buying something for their grandma.
A music box.
It was, like, long and awkward, and you ended up telling the kid, you should get the expensive package, and that the reindeer eat dog food. I was wondering, something to think about, is it's possible that the parents decided to go get a picture with Santa after that phone call and went, hey, look, it's Santa. You just talked to him on the phone. And he's going to be like, I didn't talk to you on the phone. And they're going to be really confused as to who they just let their kids talk
like,
to on the
phone
up, for like
kid.
2 minutes. And there's going to be a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
So that's all.
Let's hope.
Thanks. See ya.
It did sound like they hadn't taken her to see Santa yet because she's just like, I saw you downstairs. But she didn't say we actually talked.
Hey, Roy. It's PR again.
Hey.
I called you like 3 days ago and left a voicemail, but I'm going to do it
shit.
Again. God damn it. I missed your
Thanks.
Calls with Mass Confusion. You got to do that shit again. Have, like, Carlito or somebody walk around one of those stores while you're fucking confusing.
Yeah, sure, I'll get Carlito to do that.
People. Yeah, and then I also want to know, how do you work MSIP? Because I want to make my own PO or PD Xbox, but I'm not too exactly sure on
how I work,
or where
what?
To start, even though it sounds fun.
What'd you say?
All right, peace out, Cactus Cactus.
SMIP?
I also want to know, how do you work MSIP?
Oh, SIP. Yeah, I don't know. Look it up on Google. I'm not going to explain how to run Asterix in the voicemails, but it's pretty easy. I just go to freepbx.org and download an installation CD that has CentOS on it and FreePBX. I don't know shit about Linux. Well, I mean, I know a little bit, but not very much. But I managed to get it going. I just did a lot of Googling to figure out all the stuff I didn't know how to do, and I still have to do that all the time. Every time I want to update stuff, it's a big pain in the ass. But it's kind of worth it. It's a lot of fun to mess around with.
Brad.
Hey, Big Moist.
Pick up, 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 pick up.
Sorry, Big Moist.
Pick
I guess
up,
I wasn't
up,
around.
Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Okay, fine. Well, anyways, just wanted to say you have awesome recovery when that lady from the hotel, or sorry, the apartment, was saying that there was no way that you lived in that room and everything. You always find ways to, like, distract and, like, go back to the flushing and say, oh, no, I'm not on the lease. And then, oh, this happened, oh, that happened. It was pretty great.
Yeah. Thanks.
I wanted to say thanks for that.
Years of practice. So many years of practice. All right. It looks like a lot of the next voicemails are just people who've already called in. So I'm just going to stop doing the voicemails. We'll catch up on them later this week, hopefully. Thank you, everybody, for leaving voicemails. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Audi Love, Crooked Alligator, Mr. John, FBI the Hobo, and Arbitrary Alex. I really appreciate all of you guys supporting the show and helping me do this full-time, make prank calls constantly, every single day, even when I don't want to. It's kind of awesome, and you guys are kind of awesome, and just, you know, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show and for being listeners. Be sure to check out the show notes on today's show. I put a lot of links in there for everything, snowplowshow.com. In case you're not aware of it, any of the music that I play on the show is usually listed in the show notes. So if you're wondering what a certain song is, it's right there. There's a link to the Mr. Big Show and the Automatic Redial Show, the Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World Prank Call Show, all the other shit that's been happening since the last show is in there. So you can find that at snowplowshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/phonelosers. And on facebook.com/phonelosers, and in all those other places in the show notes on snowplowshow.com. There's a bunch of them, all the social networks.
Yes, I am. I'm a very busy man. My words flow forth with or without line of land. Mile after mile with my trusty steed at hand. My car phone. Driving, speaking simultaneously. This should be illegal for everyone but me. Meet my wife, my child, and most importantly, my car phone. My car phone. Who else could go for some donuts right about now? Let's call the guys and get donuts. Every single night. Yeah, every single night. Donuts! If you think I'm from the future, that's okay with me. I'm just a man with lots to say, so listen carefully. 'Cause $2 a minute has me speaking cryptically on my car phone. My car phone. Calling anyone, anyone I want when I'm on my car phone. My car phone.
Blowing smoke up my ass, buddy, or what's going on here?